Hey everybody, this is Emma from The Big Bellied Yogi, a podcast that shows you that it is possible to follow your dreams, be active, and be healthy at any size. As a yoga teacher who dares to show up in life in a larger body, I'm keen to share my life experiences, expert research, and practical lifestyle and fitness tips so you can feel comfortable in your body, no matter your size. Welcome to the show.
Just people, welcome to this week's episode. I really felt called to send out a bit of a self-compassion kind of pep talk today because I sort of realized that if you're listening to the podcast and you're finding it interesting and hopefully entertaining in a way, that you might be either actively trying to give up dieting or it's something that you're starting to think about. And I think one of the things that is really missing in diet culture and in the diet industry is self-compassion, because you're kind of made to feel like you get your diet right or you get your diet wrong. You get your results or you don't. And so you can be made to feel like there's something wrong with you if you haven't achieved it all, or if you don't look like the people in the pictures and all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, it's something that we're not taught to have when we've been on diets for a really long time. And if you're moving away from diets and you've been dieting your whole life, you might be feeling a bit wrong or naughty or rebellious, and that may not be in your nature. You know, it might not feel right to you at the moment. And again, I want to sort of help to cultivate self-compassion. And self-compassion is such a yoga thing. You know, we do metta meditations, which is really about loving kindness. And we send the loving kindness not just to people that we know and love, people that we don't know very well, people that we might be sort of in a bit of conflict with. We also send that loving kindness to ourselves. And so I think it's, you know, it's hard to pull apart how my yoga journey has affected my relationship to my body and how my relationship to my body has increased my love of yoga. Like the two things are really closely connected. So I want you to ask yourself this question. If you're the type of person that's quite judgmental towards yourself, if you feel a lot of self-criticism or even self-hatred or disgust, and that's a word that's used a lot. Have you seen the movie Embrace? There's this section in that movie where the women are asked how they feel about their bodies and they say it's disgusting. So it's a word that's quite commonly used to describe ourselves. It feels so harsh to me now, but I can imagine I would have used that in the past. If you've felt those feelings towards yourself, those self-judgmental feelings, I want to ask yourself, how is that working out for you? Does that contribute to making your life better? Because we're kind of made to believe in diet culture that if we push hard enough and we push through the pain and we no pain, no gain and everything's punishment and blah, 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 then something good will come out of it. But if you've listened to other episodes of this podcast and read a few books or, you know, done your own research, you might realize it's not actually true, right? Diets don't work. You know, trying to lose weight intentionally generally actually rebounds against you and almost does the opposite. So how has that self-judgment helped? It hasn't. All that's done is erode your self-esteem. And for some people that has led to depression and anxiety and just completely being unable to be happy with themselves. So I thought, why not turn that around? Why not talk about self-compassion instead of self-judgment and see how that works instead? Just as an experiment. And first of all, I want you to really tap into the idea that you know how to be compassionate. I know you're a compassionate person. I know that you care about the suffering of people and of animals. And I want you to know that you're allowed to feel that way for yourself. You're allowed to be compassionate towards yourself when you're suffering, whether that suffering is self-inflicted or not. You know, so I think, again, we sort of say, well, you know, my stomach feels really bloated because I ate too much ice cream and dairy doesn't suit me, so I'm just going to punish myself now. No, that's still suffering, right? And you're still allowed to be compassionate towards yourself, even if that's what's caused you to be suffering. Okay? You're allowed to. You felt it for other people. I'm really encouraging you now to feel it for yourself. So if we want to start to cultivate this self-compassion towards ourselves, we need to really firstly be in touch with the suffering. And again, I think toxic positivity is rife in diet culture, where we're sort of like told to just, you know, tomorrow's another day, get back on the wagon, you know, like you're not supposed to allow yourself to feel. You're kind of just, I don't know, it feels, the way I think back on my past experience with diets is it felt really kind of robotic. You just do the next, you know, go on the diet, stay on the diet, fuck up the diet, feel bad about yourself, get back on the diet. Like it was kind of like a bit of a treadmill. And we sort of smother that all with, you know, I'm going to feel better tomorrow. You know, my scales are going to look different. You know, no pain, no gain. I'm on the right track, blah, blah, blah. So we kind of smother it with toxic positivity. And I've spoken about this in a recent episode, how to me personally, when I look back on my body love days, that felt a little bit like toxic positivity in hindsight, because I was just trying to say, let's love our bodies. But of course, that's not positive. That's not possible, I should say, all the time either. So the first thing we need to do is be in touch with our suffering. And I think, you know, I'm thinking about one of my clients at the moment. You know, she's moving down this intuitive eating path. She lives in a larger body. And, you know, she's grappling with this idea that she might need to let go of this ideal body that she's been chasing her whole life. Because if diets don't work, which they don't for 95% of the people, then how is she ever going to get that ideal body? And so it's that acceptance of knowing she probably won't. She could still lose some weight. Her body might change, but it's probably not going to be what she always dreamed it would be. And there's some grief in that. And there's some suffering in that. And so instead of saying, oh, I'm okay, everything's okay. No. Let's feel the suffering. Don't have to like delve into it and wallow in it, but feel it. And then offer yourself kindness. Offer yourself understanding without any judgment. So in this case, you'd be like, it's understandable that you feel grief, because we live in this world that expects us to have perfect bodies. And you are getting to the point in your life, which is part of the freedom of giving up diets, where you understand that you may not have this ideal body. And that's hurtful. That's enough to make you sad. So feel those sad feelings and then be kind to yourself. You know, maybe kind. Oh, I'm going to talk a bit about how to offer yourself self-compassion in a minute, but like, how can you comfort yourself in this moment? You're allowed to feel sad and you're allowed to comfort yourself. The second thing about self-compassion is understanding that you are not alone. All humans are flawed. All humans suffer. And I know, like, you know, with social media and TV and movies and all that stuff, we're kind of made to believe that they don't. I mean, if you watch the news, you know they do. But like, we're kind of led to believe that everyone lives these glossy, happy lives. And, you know, even social media shows us more thin bodies than larger bodies. So we're made to believe everyone's thin. TV shows only, you know, certain type of body. So we're led to believe that no one else is suffering. But I want you to know that everyone suffers at some point in their lives. And everyone is flawed. No one does everything perfectly. And in fact, I think about this morning. I saw on Facebook, the ABC Facebook page for our local area had put something up about a fire in a local town, and they'd spelt the name of the town wrong. And all the comments were about how the ABC got the spelling wrong. And it's like, oh, okay, so all of you people have never made a mistake at work? You know, they posted this thing at like 4:30 in the morning, so maybe they hadn't quite woken up yet. There's no compassion for that. So I think also, yeah, we live in a world that doesn't show as much compassion as we possibly could, because we all expect ourselves to be perfect. So then we don't allow other people to be imperfect either. So I think becoming more self-compassionate means that we allow there to be more compassion for others as well. The third thing that I think is so amazing is there's actual research to show that when we practice self-compassion, it actually improves our body image. Or I guess our body image doesn't, like, the way we look doesn't matter so much because we care about ourselves anyway. We show ourselves love and support and understanding anyway. So, you know, if you are committed to learning to accept your body and show it respect, self-compassion is actually a very important element of that. So hopefully I've convinced you now that self-compassion is important, but you might be thinking, well, how do I change the way I've been thinking about myself my entire life? And so I want to give you a few options. The first one is, I'm taking this from a book called Just Eat It by Laura Thomas, PhD. And she's taken this from Kristen Neff, who is actually the scientist, I think she's a psychologist or psychiatrist, who has done the research on self-compassion, particularly in relation to body image. So I'd highly recommend looking up Kristen Neff if you want to delve into self-compassion a bit more, because even though she's a researcher, she does write in a really accessible way. So anyway, this is called The Self-Compassion Break from the book Just Eat It. And I'm going to read from the book. The self-compassion break is a quick tool to pull out when you're in the midst of a difficult or challenging situation. Now, there is an asterisk in the book here that says if it's very painful or challenging, perhaps it's time to go and see a therapist to get extra support. So you can use the self-compassion break anytime you need a little self-compassion. Think of a difficult situation or challenge you're facing. Notice how placing your awareness on the situation feels in your body. It could be something stressful. You might feel anxious about letting go of food rules, for instance, or it could be something unrelated to intuitive eating, like a work or relationship worry. Visualize the situation until you notice discomfort in your body. Consider what happened or what might happen and bring that situation to focus in your mind. Now say to yourself, this is a moment of suffering. This is really hard right now, or I'm really struggling. Suffering is a normal part of life, and everyone suffers at some point in their lives. It's not abnormal to feel this way. Many people are going through similar situations. Put your hands one on top of the other over your heart. Feel the warmth and gentle pressure of your hands on your chest and notice it moving up and down with the breath. If you're not comfortable putting your hands on your heart, then place them somewhere comfortable on your body. Now, say something kind and compassionate to yourself, something like, may I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. May I forgive myself. I'm here for you. It's going to be okay. I care about you. May I be free from suffering. May I safely endure this pain. You've got this. You're doing great. So that's the self-compassion break. And like, if you're not used to talking to yourself in a compassionate way, it can feel weird. I understand that. But even as I was reading those words out, like, you can feel your mood shift. So the first couple of times might feel a bit strange, but then you might start to notice how it can help you shift your feelings. So you're acknowledging them. You're not trying to run over them and say, oh, they don't exist. But you're also trying to shift through them fairly quickly and move from that discomfort and stress into self-compassion. Another thing you can do is give yourself a bit of a pep talk. So what I just talked about with the self-compassion break is quite structured, but you could also go for a more, you know, loose kind of pep talk and just say, Em, you're okay. You'll be okay. You've got this. I'm so proud of what you're doing to yourself. You know, so you might like speak to yourself out loud, or it might be a really good time to pull out the journal and just write to yourself. Give yourself a pep talk. The other thing you could do is re-listen to this podcast, like, so have it saved somewhere so that when you're feeling like you need to cultivate self-compassion, you can listen to the reasons why and choose one of the options I'm talking about. You might also find some inspirational quotes. So in this book, Just Eat It, she talks about a Buddhist parable where I'm paraphrasing now, but something like, you know, if someone shot you with an arrow, do you shoot yourself with an arrow? Like, no, we don't. That doesn't make sense. So you can start to find inspirational quotes or little stories like that that help to remind yourself that you're allowed to be compassionate to yourself. I also like the idea of going for a walk in nature, because just being out in fresh air can help clear your head, can help you feel really connected to yourself. It can just be a really nice way to nourish yourself and, you know, do something comforting for yourself and acknowledge that you're in pain or suffering, but this is going to make me feel better. And then you can also find comfort in other ways. So maybe it is comfort in food. And, you know, there's so much confusion around this, and people are like, you shouldn't comfort eat, it's bad for you. That's diet culture telling you that. Like, food is one of the most comforting things we have. You can eat something that your mother used to cook for you, or there might be a special snack that makes you feel good. But my only caveat here is that if the only thing you have to comfort yourself is food, then that's when I'd be looking for other options, and maybe you need support. So finding comfort in food or movement, so maybe a beautiful yoga class, maybe finding comfort in friends or pets or any other thing that you enjoy. So always acknowledging how you're feeling and then making that conscious, mindful decision to look after yourself in that time by doing something kind and thoughtful and caring for yourself. So I've given you a few options here. I'd love to know what you think of the options. I'll put a link to my webpage so you can send me a comment. Let me know what you think. And if you do need support with giving up the diet culture, learning to look after your body from a compassionate, self-compassionate place, learning to respect your body, I highly recommend my 6-month coaching program, because it really will give you that support you need as you move through what can be a difficult period, giving up diets, giving up the rules, giving up being good all the time, and learning how to really be yourself. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, or you can go to emmapaulette.com/body-respect to find out more info. So thanks so much for listening. Click on the link to send me a comment. Let me know what you think, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.
The Big Bellied Yogi is brought to you by me, Emma Paulette, an anti-diet personal trainer, health coach, and yoga teacher. Head over to emmapaulette.com to download your free intuitive movement workout kit.